Good evening. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to Seating of the Divine, Level 1, Session 17, December 19, 2017. Well, we are certainly pleased to have you with us tonight. However, this is our last session of Seating of the Divine, Level 1, for 2017. We will start tonight with a centering meditation with Archangel Gabriel, and then a little review of our last session. Next, we'll have an open discussion about this year's teachings and any comments that you would like to make about the benefits to you. We would also like to hear if you had any difficulties or any suggestions for improvement. We will then have a message from the Lords of Light and also Lord Melchizedek. This will be followed by a question and answer period with Lord Melchizedek. Now, this is your chance to open up to the group and learn from each other, and is precisely what the collective consciousness desires for you in this learning process. Now, once Lord Melchizedek is finished, he will lead us in an energetic meditation to close out the evening. Now, just a brief moment here for some announcements. Number one, there will be an exciting get-together on December 21st to celebrate the winter solstice. Yeshua will lead the evening and is promised an exciting event. The call-in number and access codes have been sent to you in an email and will also be posted on your Facebook page. We hope that you will join us in this wonderful celebration. Now, this number two, the sign-up for Level 2-3 will close December 30th. So if you are interested in continuing your adventure with us, please sign up from the link that was sent to you in that email. And number three, our first meeting in 2018 will be January 16th, 2018. You're also invited to listen in on Level 3, Session 1, which will take place on January the 9th, 2018. Same time, same place. You'll be sent a reminder and the call-in information ahead of this gathering. We will continue with this process for the first quarter of 2018 and then invite you to begin participating in these gatherings starting in April 2018. We will continue to have a separate live call with you covering the Level 2 information. Now, we're looking forward to merging these two groups into one unified dynamic expression of Christ consciousness. So let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our dear friend Archangel Gabriel for tonight's centering meditation.
If you take a deep breath and begin to focus your attention on your breath, breathing in love, exhaling light. Breathing in light, exhaling love. Become very centered in the moment. Very present, letting go of all the thoughts and events of the day, very present in your body. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. As we gather together in this beautiful collective consciousness, let us gather within the heart of all those participating in this collective consciousness. Let us celebrate the love that is now present on Earth, the element of love that has been returned to the Earth so humanity can utilize love proficiently in the creation of a life experience. As you focus your attention in your sacred heart, become aware of the vast state of consciousness that is open to you, individually and collectively. This state of consciousness is in full alignment with the source of all that is, with the source of your being, and with the spirit of who you are. As we gather together in this unified expression, in the element of love, we gather together, heart to heart, spirit to spirit, as the individuals and as the collective consciousness that we are. There is no separation in this state of being, beloveds. We are unified in this vast collective consciousness. Take a deep breath. Feel the energetics of the communion that is taking place between all of you. The love that is present, and the light that is so luminous. Now take a deep breath. Become very present in this moment and let us begin.
Thank you, Gabriel, for such a wonderful meditation to start for tonight's session. We are always very appreciative and thank you so much for joining us. Now, let's do a little review of our last session. We first discussed the huge amount of energy that was given to us by the collective consciousness. As a matter of fact, it took two sessions to cover it all. These energies were meant to affect your physical body as well as your consciousness and energy field. This brought us a new conscious awareness that helped us understand that nothing is outside of us. It also assists us to begin the remembering of ourselves as the divine image. We also spoke about the mental emotional body and how it has begun the ascension of its consciousness so that it can be the interface between all bodies and levels of our physical expression. Now, after that, we discussed how the 14th chakra system is activated on 12-12-12. And we discuss in detail how all the chakras in the first three triads fit together. This led us right into the fourth triad and how that fits with the first three. We also discussed how immense the spinning field of the triad is, which alters the first three triads' spin and velocity. When it merges with the first three triads, the impact on the physical body is extensive. It transforms the energy system of the body. Lastly, it begins the transformation of the third dimensional physical body into a fifth dimensional physical body. Now, the Lords of Light discuss some important concepts about the fourth triad and the importance of your awareness of the ninth chakra. It is the access point where you have the state of consciousness that you are part of the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light, the Elohim, the Archangels, and the Ascended Masters. They are not above you or outside of you. Now, the Lords of Light also discuss the Oversoul and the Christed Oversoul. There has been a descent of the Oversoul and Christ Oversoul into the body and into the unified field. The 10th chakra holds a level of source mind and provides the energetics for the Christed Oversoul to descend into the body and unified field. This chakra provides the energetics and makes you conscious of your collective nature and that you are the I Am presence. This is an important step that we can now take. because of the influence of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional template that we retrieved. We have created stability and calmness in our consciousness as well as in our energy field. We are capable of holding and using the element of love with no judgment. A whole new state of being is now present within us. Wow, what a powerful session that was. Now, we would like to open our session to all of you to discuss what you have noticed and share your experiences. You can even ask questions of one another. This will make for an interesting conversation. After our discussion, Lord Melchizedek will give you further information and take your questions. So, now let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Lord Melchizedek to help us.
Greetings. It is the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. We are part of your collective consciousness, and you are very well aware of this state of being. No longer do you view us as outside of yourself. Much has changed. Dear ones within your consciousness, but most importantly, these changes are being transferred into your physicality, upgrading your body into a fifth-dimensional vehicle. You have many tools at your disposal to use in this present time, in these present upgrades that are in process. Each one of you not only are the collective consciousness that gathers with purpose and intent, but you are also the Christed individual, experiencing and creating life. You are now experiencing this simultaneous state of being. And you are transferring this state of being into an upgrade. You are creating the upgrade of your physicality so it better represents your consciousness. Your body becomes a better vehicle for you to experience and create life in a body, all the while being fully conscious of yourself as a collective consciousness. The conversation that took place this evening shows you very specifically the mastery that this collective consciousness holds, that each one of you holds as an individual expression of that collective consciousness. You have mastery that is unique to you as the individual, and you willingly share that with the collective, impacting and expanding the collective consciousness. It's in these conversations that you become collective consciousness. In each meeting, you share your mastery and you expand through your experience as the individual. The collective consciousness of this group, of every participant, is very active in these sessions. You become the co-creator of your experience as an individual, as a collective, and as a co-creator of the curriculum you will choose to study and to embrace, to embody as we move forward in the coming months. We will continue with this format with you as co-creators. From time to time, we will call a meeting of just the Lords of Light portion of you to give you direction, to give you further information on how to expand what you already have mastered and are in the process of integrating. These sessions will be important segments throughout the coming months. Some of them will transpire prior to your physical conference meeting. Some of them will transpire after, because as you meet in the conference, there will be other light templates that you will be charged with retrieving that have to be put into place before certain other templates can be brought forth in your studies. So keep this in mind as we now move forward in this new arena of co-creation. Now, as the collective consciousness, we bring forth an individual expression of that consciousness for tonight's teaching and consideration for you to experience in the coming weeks. Please welcome Lord Melchizedek. Greetings. It is I, Lord Melchizedek. It is important for you to recognize what is occurring within your body, the transformation that is taking place within your chakra system. The triadic system is now functioning in a more consistent, refined vibratory level because of the activation of the fourth triad. As I have said before, it will take some months for that to be fully integrated, but you are well on your way. You are understanding the function of that fourth triad and how it impacts the third triad and the second triad and the first triad. How it impacts all of the chakras and expands the unified field so that it functions in a unified, harmonic way. You are noticing how anomalies within the mental-emotional body, especially the emotions, and also in the mental body, of the body consciousness, that is now shifting when the emotions rise, where there is grief, where there is anxiety. You are relaxing into the influence of the refinement of the fourth triad. And there is calmness in this refinement. You are allowing those feelings to surface, and you just release them without having to process them, understand them, or do anything with them. You are just releasing them from the body. The release from the body is a key component in the changes that must be made within the body. As you all know, the denseness of that body was severe in the third dimension. So release can only come in the presence of that refined vibratory level of the fourth triad as it comes through the third triad and expands that triad. And the functioning of the triad itself, the crown remains open all of the time, not only bringing in the undifferentiated light, the vibrations of harmony, peace, the vibration of calmness. It also becomes a generator of light. You, in your walking around state, in that new fifth dimensional body that you are creating and are emanating, you emanate a light frequency, a vibration that impacts the world, the earth that you walk on, the humans that you interact with, whether they be friends, just acquaintances, or total strangers. And you influence the world in this state of consciousness as the body takes on more light and takes on a refinement of fifth dimension. And yes, Embrace that calmness, beloveds. Soon you will begin to experiment with the various light vibrations by bringing in more of the 11th chakra, the undifferentiated light. And you will begin differentiating it as the creator, making it applicable in the body to assist the physical body in coming into the fifth dimensional state. Much conversation took place this evening about this refinement and this harmonious state of being. I would like to draw your attention to the color codes that are also available for you to use, and the sound templates that bring about change in the environment of the unified field. These are all very valid pieces and parts that you are charged with bringing forth and using at an individual level to bring forth a larger integrated state of fifth dimension, so that it resides physically in the body, creating a transformation of that body. As you transform your own personal bodies at the individual level, then you gather together in the collective level. At this level, it helps you hold the energies of the fifth dimensional body, because you are the collective consciousness that is part of the body. It helps you maintain what you have achieved in each session, in each meeting. This is important for you to recognize, that the coming together is so important. You validate each other. You support each other's consciousness to grow and expand. And as you work individually with your body and with your chakra system, you have a lot to work with now and within the coming months. Many of you have started to go back and review, and you will discover we have continually brought forth the need to look at the chakra system, to look at the triads, to look at the mental emotional body, and you are doing this. One of the key components here that we first began with at the very beginning of these sessions of Seating of the Divine, level one, was the sapphire blue star tetrahedron, where you brought unity into the 14 chakra system and you altered the vibration of the chakras so they began to work in harmony and unity. The color codes are key in this, not only in altering the effects of the mental emotional body's fragmentation. And each chakra, as you express in the world, but also in revitalizing the organs, using color and sound. So there's a wealth of tools, information, vibrations, energies that you have at your disposal to upgrade your body significantly. Continue to work with the fourth triad, because it influences to a great extent the other three triads that you have been working with for some time now. It alters those significantly, and therefore it alters the function of the 14 chakra system. So So with that said, beloveds, I would like to engage you in a conversation. In this state of consciousness, this collective state of being, you often find that there are no questions. There is only this magnificent light vibration. There is a state of knowing, of being Christ consciousness. So let us sit together in this state of being, beloveds. Noticing the beautiful light that emanates from this crucible of collectiveness that you have created. Spin the fourth triad. The light is multicolored and very luminous. There are tones and vibrations and frequencies that take you into a state of being of your Christed essence. You are the Christed Oversoul, present in form. The stableness of the collective consciousness of this energy is to be used and drawn from consistently as you experience life in a body. Create daily, noticing what is in that unified field and is ready to be expressed. Take note, beloveds, of what you feel, what you see with your senses within this unified field. Bring it forth and create in the coming days so that you can experience the fullness of your Christed nature. Let us again sit together in this beautiful environment of Christ consciousness, the beauty, the luminosity, and the love. Feel the love that is present in this crucible. It's never separate from the luminous light, for you are that. We sit together, heart to heart, spirit to spirit. We are one unified expression of the divine. as we sit together in this energy and allow it to radiate forth into the world. We do so in our beautiful expression of Christed energy. We will close our session together this time, but know that you can visit this collective crucible at any time to take advantage of what everyone has created here in this environment. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.
And just as an addition, from Joan and I, we wish you all a wonderful Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we look forward to seeing and being with you all next year. Blessings.